It's After the Movies. I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.
And today we are talking about the movie Green Room.
Yes.
What's Green Room? What do you want me to say?
The second in the color theme movies from, what's his name?
Jeremy Saulnier. Writer director.
And it's about this punk band that is playing a show at like a white power club, basically, and some shit goes down.
Yeah. They get caught in the titular green room and are like sort of
titular,
kind of barricaded in. There's not a lot of stars in the movie.
Anton Yelchin,
Imogen Poots,
Patrick Stewart
is probably the biggest star, to be honest.
Macon Blair,
but no one knows who Macon Blair is with us.
And
people who liked Blue Ruin know who Macon Blair is.
Yeah.
And also Aliyah Shawkat, who played Maybe on Arrested Development, is in this movie.
Yeah.
The director's previous film called Blue Ruin is a really, really good revenge thriller. So I was very excited to see this. So, Justine, did you like it?
I did like it. I had some tiny little issues with it. But, the guy's coming back.
Pause. Okay, yeah. So, Justine, you said you liked it?
I liked it. I had some tiny issues with it where I felt like it was like, what? I don't understand why this needs to happen. But how did I describe it? I described it as dirty and brutal and kind of dumb. Like a Misfits album.
Okay.
But I liked it.
Cool. I really liked it. I liked it more than you did.
I think so.
I did not think it was dumb. I thought there was one... Sorry, we keep having to pause it.
We're at Simply Fondue right now.
Yeah. And I now have my spinach salad and with strawberries, which is my favorite.
So happy about.
Anyway, there was one decision a character made that I thought was questionable. You thought several of the decisions were questionable.
Like two.
In particular, a real big one.
Yeah.
Anyway, once the action gets moving, it's pretty intense, very, very intense action.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the performances are all really good, and I think... like, the mood and the tone and the vibe of the movie is, like, really intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was really, really good.
So the band is a punk band. I feel like the director did a really good job of keeping on theme. And that's what I'm getting at with, like, the dirty and the brutal quality of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was carried out very nicely throughout the whole movie.
Yeah. That actually speaks to the violence of the movie, which... something that was really unique about Blue Ruin.
Listen to what we've already recorded?
No, too late.
Damn
already
it.
In. So we're back. I don't remember what we were talking about. We're in the cheese course now.
Good.
Did you catch you?
Yes.
So the director's last film, Blue Ruin, was really, really good. It's an awesome revenge thriller. So I was excited about this one. And I think it's really good. I do think the violence in the film is really the kind of the big talking point. Because it's a very, like, I don't know what you call it, like a very frank, realistic depiction.
Yeah, that's what I would call it.
You know, like...
it's no nonsense. It's not punched up with, like, audio. There's no music.
Right.
Like, it's very real.
Like, at one point, this one guy gets his belly sliced open, and there's no extra sound effects.
Nope,
it just
no
happens. It's
nod
quiet.
That, oh, this is about to happen. Nothing.
Yeah. And there was only maybe, like, six of us in the theater, but I think I heard everyone go, like, oh! Like, it's very, like, visceral and intense. And it's something that was a hallmark of Blue Ruin, too. How did you feel about it?
About the violence?
Yeah.
No, I liked it. I liked that there was no, like, punching up of audio or sound cue that this is about to happen. Or...
yeah.
I like that. I like when movies do that.
Yeah. Well, I actually, like, I prefer, as horrific as it is and as, like, disturbing as it is, I almost prefer this to, like, the really clean, like, almost... consequence-free violence that are in a lot of the PG-13 movies we have now, like the Nolan Batman movies.
Uh-huh,
where, like,
that's exactly what,
like,
I was thinking of, where we don't even see blood sometimes.
Yeah, like that one thing where Matthew Modine gets shot and he's just laying there, there's not even bullet holes in him, you know? Like, that's not... I think this is better. But it is horrifying.
And you had mentioned it when we had talked about it previously, that, like, when violence is depicted in this way, it's not entertaining, which I like.
Yeah.
So.
I get... it provokes a response, it's emotional, it's fascinating, but it's not fun.
Like, I wasn't having a fun time or being entertained at any one point in time, which I liked.
And, like, you know, I think that's important. Maybe not in every movie, but I think sometimes we need to see movies like that. You know, like, because, you know, you can watch Die Hard as many times as you want, but, like...
Shit. Sorry.
It's okay. Die Hard's fun. Just seems losing a pepper and the cheese. And maybe sometimes violence shouldn't be fun.
Yeah.
You know? So, I would recommend it. It's in theaters now, although it's limited release. I'm sure it will hit Netflix eventually.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
You recommend it, too?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Cool. And if you haven't seen Blue Ruin, go see Blue Ruin. It's pretty awesome.
I've only seen half of Blue Ruin, and I would probably recommend that a little harder. But, yeah, no, this was fun. Yeah.
Awesome. Great. So, it's been After the Movies. I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.